This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 wishes to advise the following program, Hide and Seek, is a show intended for an adult audience. Generally, our discussions are of a sexual nature and may contain coarse language and references to drugs.
Hide and Seek.
Sponsored by Circuit Bar. Circuit.com.au.
We're just trying to align the satellite and cross live to Copenhagen in Denmark. Hello, Jono. Are you there? Come in, Jono. Jono, can you hear us? Jono, put down that 6'4" tattooed 22-year-old skinhead from Berlin. How are you, mate?
Oh, look, I'm having a bit of a rest. I have to sit on a cushion after my night last night, I think.
Now, we want to hear all of the dirty, filthy gossip that's happening there in behind the scenes of the World Out Games in Copenhagen, Denmark. Do tell.
Okay. Well, Copenhagen has absolutely come alive for the World Out Games, not just with the 7,000 people that are here, but all the tourists in the whole city is just absolutely gay, gay, gay everywhere. We have street banners up. All the rubbish bins have got rainbow flags around them. The city square has basically turned a rainbow colour. And there are hot men to be seen everywhere.
How long have you been there now?
Okay, I arrived on Friday. The Out Games opened on Saturday night with a fantastic opening ceremony in the city square, where all the teams marched in. And then we went for a big party across the canal where 5,000 people got in little boats and went across the canal to party to the wee small hours with a whole lineup of DJs, including some from Melbourne.
Quite a few artists have left town to go over, especially for the Out Games, including the Blow Waves. Have you had a chance to see them perform live yet?
I will be seeing them tonight. The Melbourne stage is set to rock tonight with a whole lot of people performing there, including the Blow Waves, so that should be good. There's 212 people here from Australia competing in the Games. And, of course, as well as the Games, there's the full Pride Festival, there's a film festival, there's a cultural festival on, there's the International Human Rights Festival, and most interesting, there's the Out in Leather Festival as well, which the World Out Games are presenting to recognise people with their leather and fetish devotees that are here in Copenhagen. And most of those events are being held at a club called SLM Copenhagen. Now, of course, being the intrepid reporter that I am, I had to go and check out that club last night.
Oh, now this is the bit that we want to hear about. Go on, tell us what happened.
I have to say, wow, there were probably about 100 to 150 guys there from all nationalities, and most of them sort of wearing rubber, wearing leather chaps, or wearing nothing.
Why bother? Now, what happens behind the bar? Have you got little dark areas out the back? Come on, we want the dirty, filthy goss. How many slings were you swinging in?
There's a bar on the top level, and then you go down this metal staircase to this huge play area downstairs. Now, it's got sling rooms, it's got glory hole rooms, it's got every sort of room you can imagine, it's got video rooms, it's got a wet area, which is huge. And when I say wet area, I'm talking water sports wet area.
Indeed.
Which basically looks like a huge public toilet block, and there were, with a couple of bathtubs and that sort of thing in it. So there was certainly quite a bit of action getting down and dirty at SLM Club last night.
So your official sport is swimming then, is it? Is that why you're there?
Yeah, cruising, I think, is the official sport. Now, some of the other events in the Out and Leather thing, there's the Leather Pride Parade coming up. There's a lewd party, which sounds quite interesting.
A lewd party.
And they're all being held at this SLM club, but there are a couple of other parties happening. One for the woman, which is called Skin the Pussy Edition, which is the kinky side of World Out Games. And
right.
That's a dance party where the dress code is basically nothing. And the following night, there is Skin the Cock Edition, which again is the same sort of thing. It's a dance party wearing basically nothing.
One for the girls and one for the boys.
One for the girls and one for the boys. So there's certainly a lot happening over here. There are thousands of people from all around the world, and I have to say a lot of them are very good looking.
Oh, that must be really tough for you to take, actually. I can't believe the sacrifices you make for community radio, Jono. Really, you've just gone above and beyond the call of duty.
There's nothing like a Danish leather man, really.
Nothing like one at all.
No, I'm not saying this necessarily from experience, but they're all quite well endowed over here as well.
Look, you know, there's certain websites that I've frequented on the odd occasion. You seem to be right, actually. From what I can tell, there's something in the water over there in Europe.
Yeah, naturally I had to do a bit of research while I was here.
Right, well, we want more intrepid reporting. How long are you going to be there for?
Well, I'm only in Copenhagen for another 2 days, but next week for I'll be in Vienna, so maybe I'll phone in and give you the duty goss from Vienna.
Oh, hey, that'd be great. We'd love that. Hey, you safe, play safer, and you come back and give us a full brief upon your return to Melbourne, will you?
I certainly will do. This is Jono with the World Out Games in Copenhagen.
Joy's very own Sling Swingin' Jono, live from World Out Games in Copenhagen, Denmark. This is Hide and Seek. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
Hide and Seek.
Sponsored by Circuit Bar. Circuit.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.